And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Troy Gilligan. Coach, I know it's always tough coming off of a loss, but how have your kids responded? Have they responded in the right way mentally for you this week?
Yeah, coming off loss is always tough, but Monday when we showed up at practice, they were dialed in, they were focused up, and you see some leaders start to step out, especially after a tough loss like that.
I know you have some kids that are stepping into new roles as we start the year. How do you feel those kids did in that opening game, those who are in those types of positions?
Yeah, it's always tough when you come into your first really varsity experience as a new guy, but I thought they played well. I mean, they made mistakes, but they're going to. But when they did make a mistake, they learned from it, and that's the biggest thing. So,
I know it can be hard to judge where a team is at just through practice and fall camp. It's when you line up against somebody that you can probably tell more. What was the most positive thing that you feel you could take out of last Friday? Thursday, I guess it was.
I think it's just with them younger kids that don't have much experience. Now they have a game under their belt, and you could tell, I mean, the week's focus, or going into that first game, the focus just kind of wasn't there. And this week, I think the focus has really been there, and they realize what they need to do to be successful, and they know what to do to where they want to be. So
what has this week been like? I know it's all about getting better. What has been the message and the focus in practice for the team this week?
I think it all starts at the O-line. I mean, it's really important. We have a lot of new guys up there as well as in the backfield, but making sure when we get on a block, we stay on and just reading our blocks and having trust in our teammates. I think a little bit this problem that we ran into Friday night was some of them older guys were thinking they were going to have to do more than what they needed to do, just trust the teammates and trust that they'll do their job.
Troy, when I talk to coaches, especially early in the season, a term that I hear all the time is consistency. Do you kind of feel that with your team? Is that something you're working on, just trying to become consistent? And then how do you work on that in practice? Is it repetition, or how do you try to build that consistency?
Yeah, as a football team, you want to stay consistent. You don't want to be up and then clear back down. But, repetition. During practice, we do a lot of individual work, so the O-line will go do their stuff, the backs will go do theirs. But with us backs, we do a lot of reps. O-line does a lot of reps, whether it be footwork, getting their hands on, getting their face buried, and then backs, it's just a lot of mesh. I mean, we're running through plays over and over and over, so just getting that repetition in is super important.
With the Nebraska School Activities Association setting the districts and making the schedules now, and with the way enrollment changes for schools year in and year out, you got schools that will move from class to class. Sometimes we don't always get these good area matchups anymore like we used to in the past. But this Friday we've got one, and that's you guys against Ansley-Litchfield. Talk a little bit about your opponent and getting ready for them.
Yeah, we went quite a few years where we didn't play them, but we've kind of played them in the last, 4 or 5 years now. So it's good to be able to play these teams that we're familiar with and teams that you kind of have that little bit of a rivalry with, like Sandhills, Bedford, Ansley, Twin Loop. It's fun to play these area schools, but I know Kurt will have his boys ready to go, so they'll be a tough matchup just like last week was.
Well, Troy, we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Troy Gilligan joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.